KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Two oil-coated gulls were found off the coast of Gamble last Tuesday.
A report issued by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says hunters found the birds and immediately shipped one gull to Gay Sheffield, Marine Program Advisory Representative in Nome. The Coast Guard dispatched a reconnaissance helicopter Thursday to survey the waters around St. Lawrence Island. No oil slick or further oiled wildlife were observed during the flight. In addition, no other oiled wildlife has been reported. The source of the oil remains unknown.
ADEC continues to monitor the situation.
One gull has been sent to a lab to determine the cause of death and also to test the bird for avian cholera, which was recently found in dead seabirds on St. Lawrence Island. Sheffield says the Coast Guard has taken samples of the oil found on the gull and is tracking the substance, hoping to locate its origin. Sheffield says because these gulls are consumed as subsistence food, the oiled birds step beyond an environmental issue and enter a threat to food security and public health. Sheffield says the key to uncovering answers to abnormal wildlife events is the quick response of communities in contacting agencies, such as the Marine Advisory Program.
Sheffield urges residents to continue reporting unusual wildlife behavior, oiled animals, and dead animals.
I would encourage people to be vigilant and report anything unusual. We're in a late period of open water, and we have some unusual activity in the region, and keep reporting.
The last report of oiled wildlife in the region, Sheffield says, occurred last November when oiled seals and birds were discovered in Shishmaref and Gamble. In that instance, the Coast Guard mounted the same response, but never found the cause of the oil. Last week, the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management set up disaster relief centers in Kotlik and Stebbins. At the stations, workers accepted applications and verified damages incurred during last month's storms. Jeremy Zedek, spokesperson for Alaska's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, says the state received 133 applications between the two communities. Most claims reported damage to homes, vehicles, and subsistence equipment. As far as when those applicants should receive aid, Zedek could not offer specifics. He says temporary housing assistance will be distributed as soon as possible, and grants could be acquired anywhere from before the end of the year to several months down the road.
So, unfortunately, I don't have a definitive answer on how long it's going to take for aid to come. It will really vary depending on the applicant and the complexity of their case.
Issuing state assistance, Zedek says, is a multi-layer process. Currently, this procedure is compounded by the state collecting applications from three areas across Alaska. For every application received, a verifier has to travel to the resident's location to validate the claim. Then the state has to determine eligibility, which Zedek says can take weeks to months. And of course, a range of involvedness exists with each case.
We're trying to get as many applications in, do as many verifications as possible, and then we move on to the eligibility process. That doesn't mean we're going to wait till all the applications are in before we start to determine eligibility, but with eligibility, we have to look at each case individually, and that can take time.
To speed up the process, the state flew up 27 contractors from the lower 48 to bolster the state staff. But with timeliness still unknown, Zedek recommends people make repairs to their homes rather than waiting on state assistance. He says to retain all receipts for reimbursement. Residents of Western Alaska affected by the early November storms can apply for aid by calling 1-855-445-7131. The EPA's Region 10 office in Seattle said Friday that it will not be publishing the final version of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment before the end of the year, as long promised. A spokesperson said the October's two-week federal government shutdown has delayed the agency's efforts, but that EPA intends to release the document by the first part of next year. The agency has not said whether or not it will issue a decision about the Pebble Mine at the time, though many believe the Obama administration will use the study's findings to preemptively veto the permits that would be required by Pebble. The agency has the authority to do so under the Clean Water Act. The EPA had originally intended to finish the watershed assessment before the end of 2012, but delayed that after last year's peer review came back highly critical of the study. Many of the groups leading the fight against the Pebble Mine have expressed their frustration with the EPA's delays. And Nome's Emery Bushu and Leif Erickson won the state championships at the 1A, 2A, 3A state wrestling tournament in Anchorage this weekend. Emery, a junior, won his third straight state championship. Leif, a sophomore, won the state championship for the first time. Congratulations, Nanook wrestlers. A look at the price of gold this morning. Up $3.50 an ounce to $1,243.20. An ounce of silver up 17 cents to $19.95. It is currently 8.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.